toughest things that we go through as sales leaders as well as salespeople is the attainment of goals. And one of the things I always share about salespeople in the industry of selling is that we're in a very fickle industry. A lot of times we can do just a fantastic job only to have a budget get cut. So on paper, we don't look very successful, but we did absolutely everything in our power. And quite frankly, a lot of times we did everything right. But yet on paper, we're not viewed as successful. So often the challenge that we go through is how do we stay motivated? And very often during the turbulent times of a selling year, we forget our goals, whether they're personal goals, business goals around quotas or attainment of numbers, maybe even personal health goals like losing weight that we know would help us in our selling profession. Goals tend to go by the wayside. Now, one of the most interesting things I just read in Forbes magazine was by an author by the name of David DeSalvo, one of my favorite writers. And he actually shares that when people merely thought about their goals and how to achieve them succeeded less than 50% of the time, while people who wrote goals and enlisted friends to help them, sending them regular reports, achieved success closer to 70%, 75% of the time. Now, in another study that was done at Harvard, and it was also written in Forbes magazine by Ashley Feinstein, is that they actually did a study in 1979 with an MBA graduating class. And they asked them, the students were asked, have you set clear written goals for your future and made plans to accomplish them? The result, only 3% had written goals and plans, 13% had goals, but they weren't in writing, and 84% had no goals at all. 10 years later, they did a follow-up. The 13% of the class who had goals but did not write them down was earning twice the amount of the 84% who had no goals. The 3% who had written goals were earning, on average, 10 times as much as the other 97% of the class combined. So goals are powerful. But what goals also do, and I think we forget this, I think too much of the time we're measuring numbers and we forget the people. Let me just share a quick story with you. We have a client who's in the financial services industry, and this manager was working with us and sharing about an employee who is really struggling to maintain a call volume. And let's be honest, a lot of times what do? Come on, John, you got to get your numbers up. You got to make more calls. Got to hit those phones hard. And what do? We become irritating. It doesn't really resonate with our people because it's the same message over and over. But what we did is we sat down and we went through a goal-setting process. And we have a module called goal-based coaching that is very specific. It's not concept. It's very strategic in the way it's delivered. And one of the things that we ask are, what do you need to be great at to achieve these goals? And then we ask a question such as, what are you going to love about achieving these goals? Personally, what will you love? And this gentleman actually shared with his manager, it's been my lifelong dream to take my family to Ireland. And the manager shared this with me, and I said, you just got the biggest piece of information you cannot even imagine. He didn't say my goal. He said my lifelong dream. So for the next 45 to 60 days, guess what we started to do? We put books about Ireland on his desk. We changed his screensaver to a picture of the country of Ireland. We sent him messages about the country, travel agencies, tour bus companies that they could enlist if they go to Ireland. Here's the amazing thing. We never asked him to increase his volume. We never told him during that 45-day period to get his call volume up. Guess what happened? His call volume went up by almost 32%. So what happens is we forget when we're not hitting our numbers, we're emotional beings. And we lose our attachment to those emotional things that we associate with goal attainment. And if we feel for a second we're not going to reach that goal attainment, guess what happens? We become emotionally detached from those things. But if we can remind them and coach to them and ask questions about them and get that at the forefront of their mind, we're going to have much more productive salespeople. I hope this has helped.